Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Hello, you're watching South Connect. This segment brings all the latest news and updates from the states of South. Let's go first to Andhra Pradesh. Andhra Pradesh Congress Committee President N. Raghuveer Reddy said that his party will fight 2019 elections in all assembly and parliamentary constituencies. He clarified that the Congress will not enter any alliance with any party as reported in a section of media. AICC President Rahul Gandhi will also visit Andhra districts ahead of elections. Against the Rafael deal scam, the party will hold dharnas from September 16 to 31st in the state of Andhra Pradesh. The next news from the state is of Andhra Pradesh Finance Minister Yanamala Ramkrishnanudu flew to Singapore for undergoing root canal treatment at the cost of rupees 2.82 lakh of taxpayers' money. The state government released the whole amount without any objections. And as the finance minister himself is the first person to have the knowledge of the finances of the bifurcated Andhra Pradesh, Ramakrishnanudu is said to have got the root canal treatment done at Azhar Dental in Singapore on April 12th this year. State's Health Wing Dr. NTR Vaidya Seva Trust reimbursed the amount on August 23rd. Now let's go to Telangana. In a tragic incident, a two-month-old child died and three other infants fell sick on Wednesday after they were administered with a vaccine at primary health center in Telangana. The parents of the infant who died reportedly hail from Kuruthalapeta village and said that their baby girl developed complications after they returned home. They immediately shifted the baby to the Mandal's headquarters for treatment. However, she died as she was being shifted to Karimnagar to avail better medical facilities. As the news of the incident spread, collector D. Krishna Bhaskar immediately rushed to the village and consoled the deceased's family members and announced rupees 3 lakh as compensation to the parents along with a job to the family members. The next news from the state is of Chief Minister of Telangana, Chandrasekhar Rao, will be leaving for New Delhi, accompanied by senior bureaucrat on Friday evening. The CM will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other union ministers to discuss various pending issues concerned to the state. It is said that Telangana Chief Minister wants to speed up the procedure related to his 11 demands. Despite several appeals from the state government, the response from the central is not as expected. So CM has decided to go to Delhi personally and stay there for a couple of days and meet the Prime Minister and other ministers. Rao also wants an immediate clearance of new zonal system proposed by the state. Now let's move on to Karnataka. The ashes of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee were immersed in Kaveri River by Karnataka BJP leaders today. The urn containing the ashes was taken in a procession from the party headquarters in the city to the temple town of Srirangapatna and immersed in the Kaveri at Paschimavahini, said the BJP spokesperson. On August 26th, condolence meeting will be held in the state. The next news from the state is of, according to the state officials, the Indian Army's Engineering Task Force will help the district administration in restoring the severely battered roads in flood-hit Koraku district. The heavy rains leading to flash floods and landslips in the coffee-growing districts, which is about 270 km from the state capital, have claimed 16 lives in 10 days from August 14. About 5,000 people are currently sheltered in 51 relief camps across the district. The district officials are giving Rs. 3,800 of interim relief per family as per the Karnataka government's decision to allot Rs. 2.2 crore to benefit 5,800 people affected due to the floods. Now let's move on to Kerala. UAE is now at the center of a debate in India over acceptance of Rs. 700 crore foreign aid for flood-ravaged Kerala. The debate is now a political slugfest between the left that runs Kerala and the BJP, which leads the government at the center. In a news report, the UAE ambassador had said that there has been no official announcement so far by the UAE on any specific amount as financial aid, as the assessment of relief needed for the flood and aftermath is ongoing. Meanwhile, as Kerala urged the centre to let foreign aid come in, State Finance Minister Thomas Isaac said there was no bar on accepting foreign assistance for rehabilitation works. Now let's move on to Tamil Nadu. Supreme Court today directs that the water level at Mullaperia Reservoir be maintained at 139 feet till August 31st in view of Kerala floods. Earlier, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister K. Palaniswamy on Friday dismissed the Kerala government's allegation in the Supreme Court that sudden release of water from Mullaperia Dam by Tamil Nadu had led to flood in the neighbouring states. Earlier, Palaniswamy inspected the collapsed regulator himself, inspecting the damaged structure and also got into the river for a closer look at the damaged portion. He announced that a new regulator would be built at a cost of Rs. 410 crore across the Kolrun River, about 100 meters away from the regulator that had collapsed. Temporary repairs to plug the breached regulator would be completed in 4 days, said the CM himself. Well, that's all for today in South Connect. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.